Okay, this is Parak Tezayin Hilchos Gzeila Veaveda. Continuing halachas of coming across items that are unclear whether they are lost or not. Halacha Aleph from Motzim Machatim Mitzinoros from Matzmerim Kiyotzim Hem. Let's say I come along and I find, for instance, needles or nails. Imotzan Achas Achas or Yerushalot. So if I find them one by one, I can keep them. Motzah Shnayim Shnayim Yeser Chayim Hachir. But if I find them in pairs, for example, then I must announce that I found them. Shem Minyan Simon, because the number of items that are, let's say, together in a bunch is actually considered a siman, a sign of to be able to reclaim the lost item. So too, if you find money that's like spread out all over the place, you can keep it. I feel like a mix of matbeizel gabezel, even if one coin is slightly on top of another, that's still considered like it's spread out. But let's say he finds a collection of coins, let's say coins in a box, for example. Then he must announce. And he found three coins, one on top of the other. They're made like a little tower. Or let's say they're set up in a way where one of them each side and one's on top. So let's say they're placed one on top of the other, so that if you put a little tiny piece of wood between them, you can pick them up one at a time. In all those cases, if I find it that way, I must announce it that they're lost. Let's say they're made like a circle, or like a line, or like a ladder type form, or steps, whatever. So then you're not sure. Well, you tell, therefore, you shouldn't pick up the money. Let's say I find money in a wallet, or I find a wallet that's empty. I must announce that I found it. Found the wallet, and in front of it are spread out money. Belongs to me. Let's say it's clear that the wallet and the money that what he called near it are belonging to the same person, and you could tell the money came out of the wallet, it fell out, then you must announce that you found this. If I find money in a store, so if they're found between the counter and where the owner of the store is, they belong to the storekeeper. They're found, like, let's say, on a counter, so let's say from the counter outside, then harei l'shem otzan, then belongs to the guy who found it. Lamalo takana achanos, lamalo tikana achanos aval achanos. So why don't we say that the, so to speak, the store itself takes any money that's found in the store to go to the owner of the store? Because you don't really keep it on. It's impossible to protect, so to speak. Though today it'd be different because of security cameras, but it's impossible to protect the courtyard there. The afi shabal achanos b'sofa, even though the owner's inside. Tarek Lomar, he has to say, tikanali chenvasi kemoshi bar. He's going to have to say, I want my store to, so to speak, acquire this on my behalf. Let's say you find money in the store of a guy who's a money changer, if it's between the chair and the guy, the money changer himself, or belongs to the money changer. But son al hakise, if you find it on the chair before the money changer, even if they are what are called wrapped in a type of a bundle and placed on a table, belongs to the person who found them. As long as you're in an area where mostly non-Jews, but if most of the people, for instance, that go to the money changer are Jewish, you must announce, because the fact they're wrapped in this like little purse type thing, that's considered a distinct sign. Let's say someone purchases fruits from his friend, so he sends to his friend's fruits, and you find inside them like this money bundled in the purse. No telemachers, you gotta take it and announce that it's lost. But some of the bazaar, if you find spread out money in the food basket, I can keep it. Right, omina balai. So this only applies if I bought the fruit from like a salesperson or from the owner of a house. Shabakha min tagar, that bought it from the salesperson, like went to the store. Avim balai is dusha paris batzmo. Let's say the owner actually threshes these produce on his own, or ali de avada, v'shiposaf nanim, or through his servants. Then a reza chay v'hachzer, he must return the money. Halacha zayin. Hamotzen matron begal v'kosel yasham. Let's say I find literally a buried treasure inside a pile of rocks or a wall that's old. Harei elu shelo, they belong to me. Shani omer al seish l'goyim makamonim, that the early non-Jews during war, so to speak, or whatever, of the previous civilization left them there. Vuj yimsa osan matamata. As long as they find them buried very, 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 very low. K'derach al matmanos hayishanos. Like, and so it's clear it's done in a way as a buried treasure. But it's clear it's a new, so to speak, treasure. I mean, it was just placed there not so long ago. I think it's topical already. If he's not sure about it, you shouldn't touch him, because then we can assume that is the kind of thing that's placed there on purpose. So we know there's a halacha that the Rambam is going to explain later, that the courtyard of a person can purchase things, so to speak, on his behalf without him knowing. So that's true. So then why don't we say the owner of the courtyard, so to speak, is Kone, purchases or owns the treasure that's located in this old wall, even though it belongs to the old civilization. And therefore, that which you find should go to the owner of the chatzar. Because it wasn't known to him or others, and this treasure is considered lost to him, and we call Adam into humanity. That's why it belongs to the person who finds it. And just like something lost by a person, the Torah says it's lost from him, and found. It means something lost and be able to be found by any person. So that excludes a case where, let's say, something falls into the ocean. That's lost from this guy and everybody. Even more so, so even more so for a treasure from many, many eons ago. It was never his forever. Who was lost from him. We call Adam and from every person. That's why it goes to the person who finds it. Let's say you find a treasure in a new wall. If it's clear that this treasure belongs to the owner of the house, or Yishalo, belongs to him, but if it looks like it belongs to someone from the marketplace, then it belongs to the finder. Let's say, for instance, there's a knife where if you come across a knife, looking at the handle will determine whether or not who it belongs to. If it's a wallet, what it called the opening will determine it. And if it's inside, if the wall is filled with all these types of things, then you have to go ahead and divide it between the owner of the wall and what it called the person who found it. Let's say inside the wall you find money or you find pieces of gold, right? And it's not clear who placed them there. So from the halfway point to the outside would belong to the finder. Halfway to the inside would belong to the owner. Finally, yearly, the Rambam surmises, these only apply. Only, for instance, when the owner says this buried thing belongs to him, or the inheritor, where someone says on his behalf that it belongs to the father. But let's say he admits that this is something lost, then it belongs to the finder. And therefore, if a rent house to other people, then anything found will belong to the last renter. Let's say I rented it out to three non-Jews as one. Hari aso pundak, so that makes it into like a hotel. The whole ninsabo, anything found there, after it was a bias, even inside the house, Rachel Motzon becomes the property of the finder. No single person would say it belongs to him, Oshu Taman, or that he hid it. Why? Because it's like a public area. Shrei aso pundak, you made it into a hotel. That ends Parak Dezayin, and we will continue with Parak Yud Zayin next time.